His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. It's a story from Bridget Ruthman in the Sunday Republican American. A 20-year-old Falls Village man was arraigned on Friday in Torrington Superior Court in connection with a crash that left the juvenile severely injured last year. Christopher Hoyt faces charges of reckless endangerment, operating a vehicle without an interlock device, which prevents driving while under the influence of alcohol, operating an unregistered motor vehicle, following too closely, and having a passenger on a dirt bike meant for one and had to be operated off-road. State police say Hoyt was operating a Honda dirt bike northbound with a female passenger on September 22nd on White Hollow Road when he crashed into the rear of another dirt bike being operated by a juvenile. An eyewitness said a bottle of Smirnoff vodka went flying from one of the bikes and landed on a nearby lawn. He was ordered held on $5,000 bond. His case has been continued until April 23rd. Two men were sentenced to jail sentences in Pittsfield in separate domestic violence cases in recent weeks, according to a statement released by the Berkshire District Attorney's Office. Kyle Porterfield, 33, of Wyandotte, New York, was sentenced to a year in jail for the March 7th assault of a woman at the Holiday Inn in Great Barrington, which was captured on video. He was convicted in Southern Berkshire District Court on single counts of assault and battery on a household member, assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, and assault and battery. Christopher Sayak, 40, of Alfred, was sentenced to 18 months for breaking into a woman's home in Dalton, assaulting her and damaging her vehicle over the course of the weekend, January 16th, 17th, and 18th. He was convicted in Central Berkshire District Court on single counts of assault and battery, breaking and entering, and resisting arrest. A Stockport woman has been charged with rape, child endangerment, and falsely reporting an incident on Friday. Dawn Buttleman, 59, allegedly told police that on February 28th, a man entered her home and raped her. Following an investigation, it was determined that Buttleman had consented to a sexual act with a male under the age of 17. Buttleman was charged with third-degree rape, a Class E felony, endangering the welfare of a child, a third-degree falsely reporting an incident, and making punishable false written statements, all Class A misdemeanors. Anybody with information about that case is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office at 518-828-3344. A public health alert was issued Saturday in Connecticut as the average daily case rate for COVID-19 increased statewide to 25 cases per 100,000 residents over the last 2 weeks. All residents are being advised to continue wearing masks, practice social distancing, and observe other public health precautions against the spread of COVID-19. People are also being encouraged to get vaccinated. State health officials on Saturday reported more than 90% of the state's population live in a red zone town or city with at least 15 cases per 100,000. The red classification is the highest alert in the state's color-coded warning system. Towns with the highest rates are in the Naugatuck Valley. Health department officials also reported COVID-19 hospitalizations have increased over the past week. There are 456 patients hospitalized with confirmed cases of COVID-19 on Saturday. Hospitals in New Haven County had the highest patient count of 195. The first in the nation certification called Excelsior Pass will be useful first for large-scale venues like Madison Square Garden, but will also be accepted at dozens of event, arts, and entertainment venues statewide. It already enables people to increase the size of a wedding party or other catered event. The app, championed by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to support recovery of industries most affected by the pandemic, is funded by the state and available for free to businesses and anybody with a vaccination record or test results in New York. Like an airline boarding pass, people will be able to prove their health status with a single digital QR code or quick response machine-readable label. They'll need to be downloaded to the Excelsior Pass app, enter their name, date of birth, zip code, and answer a series of personal questions and confirm their identity. The data will come from the state's vaccine registry and will also be linked to testing data from a number of pre-approved testing companies. The U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis released an estimate Friday that real gross domestic product increased 7% in the October-December quarter in the state this year. The finance and insurance, manufacturing, healthcare sectors led the growth, tempering that encouraging economic news. The BEA also released an estimate showing real GDP declined about 4.1% in 2020 as compared to 2019. Real GDP represents the market value of goods and services adjusted for inflation. In Connecticut, only the utilities and information sectors saw slight increases in 2020. The output in other 19 industry sectors that the BEA measured either decreased or experienced no growth. the Cornwall Economic Development Committee, the Cornwall Conservation Commission, and the Cornwall Association co-sponsoring a townwide community forum tonight at 7 o'clock to hear about and discuss the results of the Cornwall Internet Survey. A copy of the Cornwall Internet Survey report prepared by the Cornwall Internet Committee is available at cornwallct.org/cornwall-internet/committee, along with the Zoom link to attend the community forum. All Cornwalligans are encouraged to attend, hear about the survey, ask questions, and share their opinions and ideas about Cornwall's future internet needs. Conservation Commission has a virtual meeting in Sheffield tonight. That is at 7 p.m. In Kent, Northwest Hills Recycling Advisory Committee has a meeting on March 31st at 10 a.m. The Dover Town Board Town Meeting will be held Wednesday, March 31st. Sharon has the Parks and Recreation Commission meeting coming up on April 1st at 6:15. Avenia Recreation Commission presents their Easter egg hunt on Saturday, April 3rd. Free admission, 10 a.m. sharp at Beekman Park at Avenia. Must pre-register at Avenia.myrec.com. COVID restrictions apply. You must wear masks and follow social distancing guidelines. Being sponsored by Silo Ridge, Dutchess Country Realty, Rebelard Public Relations, Amenia Four Brothers, and Jack's Auto Service. More information at 914-456-5309. Millerton Presbyterian Church invites everybody to the community to their Easter Sunday service on April 4th at 9 a.m. in the sanctuary at 58 Main Street in Millerton. Social distancing and masks will be required. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them at Facebook and on Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 33,072.88, the NASDAQ at 13,138.73, and the S&P 500 at 3974.54. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.